Martin Luther wrote about music in his musical curriculum for the schools. This is what he wrote. I give, after theology, music the greatest educational importance and highest honor, unquote. Look, the far-reaching influence of this conception of music upon the subsequent development and the idealistic character of German music cannot possibly be underestimated. One writer suggests that without this vision of music as a spiritual power, we might speculate as to whether the world would ever have known the genius of Bach and Beethoven, this vision of music as a spiritual power. For Martin Luther, the act of making music was godly and spiritual in itself, whether you were creating secular music or religious music. Luther loved abstract intellectual music. Do you remember in a previous lecture when I quoted him? He wrote a whole tract about Josquin. He loved Josquin de Prez music and said so in print. Also, the Lutheran Church did not reject instrumental music, as did to such a great degree the Catholic Church. Now, why should this be significant? It's hugely significant, and let me ruminate on this for just a second. I imagine we have all, at some point or another, while listening to a piece of instrumental music, whether it's a string quartet or a symphony or a piano sonata, whatever, we've all had some momentary but powerful burst of light, a glimpse of truth, some nonverbal intuitive response to the music that forces us to transcend ourselves for a moment. A cheap rush, if you will, a marvelous thrill. We can't really verbalize what this is all about because instrumental music is a nonverbal language, but we've realized some important and powerful truth through instrumental music. Now, you could look at such a moment two different ways. Let's look at it cynically. You could say, my goodness, you've experienced some hedonistic and gloriously individualistic rush of intuition. You cannot possibly be thinking about God at this moment. You cannot possibly be thinking godly thoughts at this moment because you have transcended whatever your plane is and you visited some other reality, but not through the Word of God. Now, let's look at that in a very different way. You could interpret that moment as a profound moment, a loss of ego. You have transcended your own body, and you have come to a place where you are now, available to be influenced by divine things. This is Martin Luther's view, that instrumental music raises the consciousness. It suppresses the ego. Of course, the traditional Catholic view was the first view that I expressed. If we're not vocally singing about God, we cannot be verbally aware of God. But Martin Luther sees this moment of transcendence in instrumental music as a brilliant and wonderful thing, as a moment of quietude that has rendered us susceptible to divine influence. So it's a whole different concept of the content and the use of music, not just in the community, but in the church as well. Back to the Lutheran chorale, or what we call the church hymn, these German language songs which replace Latin plain chant in the Lutheran liturgy. Now, because of the nature of the German language, hymn melodies set to German will sound very different from Latin melodies set to Latin. Please, let's imagine we're setting the following lines to music. I'm simply going to say, what a lovely evening, in four different languages. And we're going to ask ourselves, what kind of vowels and consonants do we have, and what might the music sound like? In English, what a lovely evening. We don't have great vowels. We have a lot of consonants. We have some vowels, but not great vowels here. We can't sustain that musically for a long time, and I'm not going to embarrass myself by attempting to do so. Let's just take that at my word. Now, in Latin, we would say, O Vespera Linda. Now, that's more user-friendly, is it not? The consonants are less harsh, the vowels a little longer. O Vespera Linda. In Italian, it's fat with vowel. Che bella sera. Che bella sera. Oh, my goodness, we could sustain that for a couple of days, couldn't we? Oh, no doubt about it. How about in German? Very formal German indeed, but how about in German? Welch ein schöner Abend.